Hello and welcome. You're watching Tip TV Finance and meet Jenny Hammond and Zach Mayer. And with us in the studio is Matt Brown, an independent market strategist and self-professed jack of all trades. Matt, good to have you with us today.
Good morning.
So let's start off with something that's causing waves in the media at the moment. That's, of course, the laptop ban from certain countries. Mm-hmm. What do you make of this? Do you think putting a laptop in the hold will actually sort of foil terrorist attacks?
I mean, it's coming out of the US and now obviously the UK are looking at the ban. I just wonder if it's a bit of posturing by Trump trying to take a bit of flack off everything going on in the States with regards to the GCHQ and everything going on. So, look, it's not positive for the airlines. Will it actually prevent a terror attack? I really don't know, but...
I think at the end of the day, they obviously have intelligence to say the reason they're doing this, otherwise why would Theresa May do it? But I think what confuses me is why it's only certain airlines. Why is it not Emirates and mm-hmm. other airlines that they don't have to do it, it's just certain other ones. So why are they picking and choosing?
Who knows? I'm going to say a bit of posturing. I really don't know, but it's emanated from the States. The UK has followed suit, but certainly we'll keep a close eye on it. It's not good for the airlines. So.
Apparently, they're allowing Samsung phones on, so that rather defeats the purpose of the object.
No, they're saying they're uncomfortable larger ones, about Samsung. Not the larger so you're ones. Actually wrong. They are saying they have to go in the hold.
That was a joke.
Yeah. Very good one,
yes,
Zach.
Exactly.
Yes. We'll laugh later. Okay, so let's move on to the slides. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley signal London job moves as Brexit looms. Now, this doesn't exactly seem like a news story. The banks do tend to do this every few months. So are you concerned, Matt?
Well, we may have to travel to Paris to interview some of our Goldman Sachs executives, but...
They're not going anywhere. They're not going to... They can't speak the language. They don't understand... They can't go to Paris or Frankfurt. The only place they could go to is Dublin. Mm-hmm. And I really don't... I mean, you know, apart from St. Patrick's Day, I think they're going to struggle. So I just don't see it. You know, it's just posturing. They're saying, we're going to go. It's like HSBC did the other year.
Yes.
And they'll be coming back with a tail between their legs. I can just see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope so.
Hopefully.
Okay, so next slide. Genetically modified crops have benefits. That's according to Princess Anne. So what sort of benefits is she talking about?
I don't really know.
This will certainly,
yeah, this will certainly go against Prince Charles, who's always been very organic. Genetically modified, are the royal family genetically modified or unmodified? The gene pool has always been quite
narrow.
They're always scraped
the
around,
haven't
they?
The argument against like, sort of organic things versus genetically modified is the problem with organic is you need so much land to
yes.
grow these crops that you can't use fertilizer, this sort of thing, that it's actually, some say, worse for the environment because you are using so much land, whereas I imagine with genetically modified, they'll take less space and perhaps they'll be more efficient. So perhaps that's the benefit she's
And good for the third world.
Do you have any expertise in this area? Any.
She's a farmer, quote so unquote.
Right. She's there with the plow and the what you call mm-hmm. it, you know, doing the yeah, okay, I can just see it.
Okay, moving on. Data from IB Monitor Coalition shows that its European banking arm is now tied with Goldman Sachs in second place. JPM Chase is in first. The German lender plans to raise €8 billion by selling 687.5 million new shares at 2-to-1 ratio and a 35% discount. What's your thoughts, Matt?
Well, they're certainly trying to disrupt the market of the big investment banks, Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan. Certainly not the first German lender to go with its cap in hand for €8 billion, hopefully for the right reason. And as I say, you know, well done for taking on the big boys and girls.
Next slide. So US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will host a meeting for senior officials of all 68 nations that are part of the coalition fighting IS. The first since December 2014 is thought was called as troops close in on the ISIS stronghold of Mosul and Raqqa. Also reported that Mr. Tillerson won't attend the NATO meeting in Brussels on the 5th and 6th of April.
I have to say I'm amazed that there are 68 countries fighting ISIS and they still haven't won. So that does that sort of tells us something.
Yes, but ISIS do control the oil in Iraq and that sort of thing. They have huge amounts of money. It is, at the end of the day, a terrorist organization and a business. So that's why I think that they have managed to keep going for as long as they have. So what do you think, Matt?
Well, keep an eye on that. But again, it's the US posturing, taking on ISIS. we'll see how that pans out for sure.
So the economic calendar, quite a busy one there. In the US, we have the existing home sales and crude oil inventories, then the SMB quarterly bulletin and New Zealand rate decision. So do you think there's anything that really we should be focusing on?
I think oil, if we see a big build, we had a drawdown last week. If that builds again, that could put some pressure on oil. We've seen that trading down again this morning. But it's all about the market. The market's in a bearish tone.
Well, I think that would be maybe a cue for the markets to fall again. The oil price tends to be a bit of an indicator on equities as well. So it looks a bit dangerous, I would say.
Yes, agreed.
So moving on to FX sentiment. And Zach, what are you seeing there?
Back into gold, over 70%, and silver over 80%. So that shows we're back in fear mode, let's say. Long of sterling, or going more long into sterling, even though we're up towards the 125 level, so really sharp bounce there. As I'm really enjoying the run-up now to seeing Mr. Carney squeal and squeak, having to do something about interest rates. There is no way interest rates can be at 0.25 and inflation can be at 2.5%, 3.5%, 4.5%, 5%. I mean, it's going to be painful. His legacy is going to be defined by how he reacts to this situation. As we know, he doesn't want to raise rates. Doesn't look good.
No, he has to. I mean, the data is pointing towards the fact they need to raise rates, and they're going to. And that's, you know, hence the strength in the pound. So
I think he's going to wish he resigned when Osborne resigned.
Yes. Took a job somewhere else as an editor.
Okay, so moving on, we have our trade of the day.
Yeah, I mean, it still feels very brave going short of house builders. Especially, well, if interest rates do actually start going up. But we do have a technical sell here, which does make sense, the bearish divergence there, and the break of the trend line on Persimmon, a sell around 2073, roughly where we are now, objective down towards £20 and stops above 21. So decent risk-reward trade there, even if it's difficult to perceive it.
Yeah, it's so hard to go bearish on the house builders at the moment.
Right, I'm a great fan of epitaxial wafers, and that's why I chose IQE Group, which has had a massive upgrade in terms of its the stance there at Peel Hunt and the new target of 60 pence versus 35 pence. AMEC is a stock which clearly Jefferies thought was down and out before the
John Wood.
John Wood made its move. So in order to try and pretend that didn't make a mistake there, it's still sticking on underperform, but putting up a target which is over a pound higher than the previous one. And finally, Berenberg squealing and squeaking as well, like Mark Carney. Mm-hmm. Sell recommendation there, reiterated, target of £5.15 raised to £6.50, which compares to around £8 at the moment. So clearly their homework has not been very good, and they're sticking to it.
Yeah. Bit out of the park on that one.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. Zach, Matt, thank you. Our guest today is Matt Brown, who's an independent market strategist. And coming up next, our proactive investor shares of the day.